Preparing ourselves for any potential emergency situation is not done in the midst of the event. It is, in fact, the result of a well-thought-out plan. Everyone, regardless of age or income, benefits from being reasonably prepared for emergencies. While the mainstream media enjoys painting those who make provision for emergencies as foolish or unintelligent, the truth is that you're very wise to ignore them and make sure that you are able to take care of yourself, your family, and even your extended family and neighbors should it become necessary. Stay tuned for my conversation with my friend Chan Cioni about all things prepping in this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Remember that your failure to be informed does not make me a wacko.
The time has come, the walrus said. You talk of other things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings.
My mind doesn't work that way. I got this real moron thing I do. It's called thinking. And I'm not a very good American because I like to form my own opinions. I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. And I don't take very seriously the media or the press in this country.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hello, and welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio. Your host is Mike Spaulding. Get ready to be challenged and encouraged as you consider today's news and Mike's commentary from a biblical perspective. Now, let's join Mike.
Hi, folks. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. You can find us on Global Star Radio Network, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's gsradio.net. We're on Worldview Weekend Radio, worldviewweekend.com/radio. Talk America Radio, that's talkamericaradio.us. And of course, on The Objective, the Prepper Broadcasting Network, Fringe Radio Network on Spreaker, and all of the other social media platforms like iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and of course, SoaringEagleRadio.com. I'm blessed today to be chatting with my good friend, Chance Cioni. Chance, welcome to Soaring Eagle Radio.
Blessings, Pastor. Thank you. It's a privilege to be on your show today.
Well, let me give our listeners, Chance, your website right off the bat, and they may want to go there while we're chatting and check everything out as we're talking about it. But it's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, www.AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Chance, you've been involved in offering preparedness products for a very long time, and I wonder if you would share with our listeners, by way of introduction, what grabbed your attention, first of all, on that subject, and how did that lead to American Survival Wholesale?
Well, Pastor, this is actually part of my testimony, and thank you for allowing me to share this. Many, many years ago, as a young buck, I was involved in scouting. And as a Boy Scout, I learned the importance of preparedness. Being an outdoorsman, being a part of nature, you have to do certain things and equip yourself with certain items in case something might happen out in the wilderness. It all started there. That's where it started. 3 years later, I became an Eagle Scout, went into the U.S. military, and immediately went into search and rescue, where more of those skills were taught. Now, at that time, Pastor, as much as I enjoyed my time in the military, I had no idea that the Lord would be calling me to do this work at a later date. We fast forward to the year 2012, I had a successful embroidery company. We did uniforms for businesses, for entities, organizations, corporations, T-shirts, hats, things like that. And it was going pretty well. But I always had felt like it's not something that I felt passionate about, right? It earned me a great living for my family, but it's not something that I felt like this is where I need to be. At the same time, I was a huge gym buff. I was always in the gym, and I was on a piece of equipment called the leg press. And as you know, Pastor, gyms are very noisy, clinking, you know, weights falling. And I'm on this machine, and all of a sudden, Pastor, the sound dissipated and became silent. And these were the next words that I heard. You will prepare my children for things to come. Pastor, that seemed to me like 15 minutes. In reality, it was about 15 seconds. But it shook me to the core. I couldn't even continue the workout. As a matter of fact, I didn't even change back into my civvies. I went directly home and I got on my knees. And I said, Lord, I know this is from you. What are you asking from me? And I said it in a way that probably wasn't very respectful. It's like, why are you doing this to me now in my life? What are you saying? Okay, so that evening, Pastor, that evening, I was having these dreams all night long. And they took me back to 1979 when I was in scouting. And I was weaving a basket, Pastor. I was building a fire, right, with using a magnifying glass. Then it took me into survival school in the jungle, and I'm learning how to eat snake and armadillo and create water from the air with nothing but a parachute, right? So that next morning, Pastor, I could tie a bowline. If anyone knows what a bowline is, it's a common Navy knot. Okay, I could weave a basket. All these skills that I learned 25 to 30 years ago all came back in one night. And Pastor, I got it. It was like, almost like the Lord had taken a hammer and hit me upside the head and said, now do you understand? And I got it. And so that day, I started building my first bug out bag. I sold that bug out bag and I opened AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com on a shoestring and a prayer. And I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, this is from you. I ask you to bless this company because this is your company, not mine. I started building the website, Pastor. I reached out to Doug Hagman and said, Doug, I've got this new company I'm forming. It's called AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That was in 2012, late 2012 into 2013. And I said, I listen to your show. I love the fact that you have ministers on and you talk about the things that are important. And I would like to possibly sponsor you. And I said the word possibly. Okay, Pastor, this is how the Lord works. And so I get so excited. I got goosebumps right now. This is how the Lord works. I had not completed the website. Doug Hagman goes on the air and says, hey, folks, by the way, I want to talk about this new sponsor. I talked to him today. It's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Please visit them as they will help support our efforts. The phones blew up. The website could not handle the traffic because the e-commerce store was not completed. So what was that? Well, that was a push. That was a push for me to get started going down this path the Lord has put in front of me. And I worked for 18 hours straight after being up for about 12 hours, 18 hours straight, and we got it done. And I'll tell you, the growth was just tremendous. And I give that all that honor and praise back to the Lord, because if it wasn't for him, we would not be here today having this discussion, which led me to the relationship with you and your ministry, which leads me to the conversation we're having with your audience today, sir.
Wow. I love it when I hear folks share their testimony, and it's so clear God's hand being upon the entire situation and flow of events. That's just a remarkable story, Chance, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. And one of the things that a lot of Americans associate with preparedness is the idea that, well, that's just silly or foolish. But if you look at statistics today, and I want to talk especially to millennials, to the younger generation that's out there. Now, I'm a baby boomer, born during that time frame, but the statistics tell us, Chance, that only 37% of Americans who have children think that their children are going to be better off than they were. Now, that has dropped almost 50% from just a decade ago. When you break it down by generation, only 20% of millennials think that they're going to be better off than their parents. Only 20%. Things clearly are not better today than they were 20 years ago. And so I think preparedness is a very wise thing to be doing for a number of reasons. And obviously, you do too. What are your thoughts on that, Chance?
Well, you actually hit on something that, I think about on a regular basis. And this relates to both business and in our personal lives. So I'm only in my 50s, but I've led an interesting life. And I can remember growing up in the 70s, Pastor, when the work that was available to the middle class, if you had the correct work ethic, there was a job for you out there. Okay. We made things. We built things. There were companies like Westinghouse, right? There were companies like GE. There were companies like Frigidaire, but the automakers. But we made things. We built things. Well, we fast forward to the Clinton and Reagan period of time where then we started outsourcing these valuable jobs, right? We started sending these jobs overseas. And due to that, we now have the products that we make today, not in all cases, but in many cases, it's software, okay? So to be in that field, into the IT and into the software development and making software for phones and apps and things like that, that requires a specific education, okay? Yeah. Well, here's your problem there. Now, I looked at a chart the other day, and the average person back in the early 80s could pay approximately $600 to $900 per year to go to college. $600 to $900 per year. Now, those are just the college fees, does not include books, but that was affordable for the middle class family. Now we see some of these fees jumping to anywhere from $15,000 to $250,000 per year. What is wrong with this system? Well, the wages have gone down, right? The benefits by the employers have decreased. So the average working American has less money to set aside for the education of their children, right? And so they're forced to either apply for grants, which are few and far between now, and or student aid, right? So the problem with the student aid is, well, now the government's saying, we have a problem here, the system is broken, it's not working, and we're tightening up some of this funding. So these jobs that are available are not available to most people. And that's why I feel like the millennials feel lost, right? We are starting to see, I could not wait to leave my home as a young man. I wanted to be on my own. I wanted to do my thing. And thank God for the military because it got me, it started me on the path of becoming a man, right? Preparing myself for the world and being responsible for my own actions, both in a spiritual, physical, mental, and financial way. So you're forced, when you move out early in life, you're forced to grow up. We're now seeing our young people in their parents' homes into their late 30s. Now, I can't speak for today's generation because I'm not part of that, but I can say my dad would have said, get a job and get out, right? That's the way we were raised, yeah. Right? That's the way we were raised. I did my job. I raised you. I gave you what you needed, right? And they did, both, physically, but also spiritually. They kept me, and their faith was strong. So that gave me a great backboard, right, to push off of into the world. And on that note, and please, Pastor, I don't mean to take up all the time here. There are some words that the Lord gave me to share today. Yes, that these words are as follows: honor, courage, humility, dedication, loyalty, empathy, determination, righteousness, taking authority, leadership, and training. And the one I didn't mention to you, Pastor, was these things, the Lord said, we do not waver. We do not waver. Okay. What are those words? How are they used in our daily lives? Well, I would say those words fall under a warrior mindset. A warrior mindset. A warrior must be honorable. He must have courage. He must have humility. He must have dedication. He's got to be loyalty to the kingdom. In this case, it's the kingdom of God. He must be empathetic. He must be determined. He has to be righteous. He has to take authority and leadership, and he must be trained in the Word of God. He must be trained in the Word of God. Amen. How does this apply in our daily lives? These same words apply in business. They apply in our marriage. They apply in the military. They apply in fraternal organizations. They apply in government. And folks, they apply in the church. So who are your leaders? Who are the leaders in the church? Who is standing before you, training you, taking that authority? Who at the pulpit? Are these not characteristics that would make a great minister, Pastor? That's the question to you and the audience today, sir.
Yes, and a wholehearted amen and yes. Those are qualities that any shepherd should have. In fact, any individual believer in the Lord Jesus Christ should exemplify these characteristics and should be known. This should be their testimony in all of their dealings, whether it's with their spouse, with their family, with their co-workers, with their neighbors. These are qualities that will result in a strong and obedient, might I add, obedient servant of the Lord that can be used in these days, in the times in which we live in. I think that's a very powerful word from the Lord, Chance.
Well, brother, what do we stand for? Okay, who do we stand for? Do we stand up for the Lord, or are we like Judah? Do we, when asked, are you a Christian, what do we say? What are the words that come out of our mouths? Are we afraid of being embarrassed? Are we afraid of professing our faith? Well, you're not supposed to, right? We live on this little round ball for such a short amount of time compared to everlasting life in the kingdom of God. Do you want to sit at the throne of God and say, Father, I denied you? I denied your existence. I denied your sacrifice. I denied everything that you teach in your word. I don't. So we need to get back in the word. We need to have our pastors teaching us. Yes. I don't, and I'm sorry, I'm going to get a little grumpy here, but I don't want to hear about your vacation. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about it.
That's right.
Okay? I took time out of my day to come to your building to be taught. Okay? Now, from that, if there's some great fellowship and we can be surrounded by brothers, sisters in Christ and make lifelong friends, hey, that's just a bonus. But that's not why I'm there. Why I'm there is to be taught. I want you to teach me what I don't know. You are trained, okay? Teach me how to be a shepherd. Teach me how to teach others. Teach me how to share, to give me the confidence to be a warrior for you, Lord, a warrior. I want to be a warrior for you, and that's where those words come into play. Pastor, I'm all lit up now, and my heart's pumping. I'm excited, but let's get back to preparedness. So just recently, Pastor, with Hurricanes Irma and Harvey, we like to talk about recent events because they're important and they're still on people's minds and hearts. And the fires, basically, and the fires as well on the West Coast. Look, after all this time, right, even after Katrina and all the events that we still have people out there that have not prepared. They were caught with their, per se, pants down, and they were not even able to take care of their own families, and they were forced to rely on others, like government organizations, neighbors, and things like that, that were prepared. Now, it's great to be able to help your neighbors, but you've got to be able to help yourself first. As a man and as a father and a husband, you have the responsibility to prepare your family. You have that responsibility. You need to take that responsibility very serious. Now, if you don't know how to do that, we actually offer a free consultation. A free consultation. You can call us at 818-720-0759. Reach out to us. Let's schedule an appointment. I promise you, by the end of the conversation, you will have walked away with a lot more knowledge than you did before the conversation. We will help you get to the place that you need to be. Maybe you've already taken some steps. Maybe you feel like you're prepared. Trust me when I tell you that at the end of the conversation, you'll find that you're not as prepared as you think that you are. And so we want to help you get there. This is what we do for a living. And I'm just honored and proud to be able to offer these services free of charge to anyone who wants to take advantage of them. Our email for that service is bugoutamerica, BUGOUT, America at USA.com. That is part of AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. And if you would like to help other people prepare, and the Lord has put that on your heart, and you'd like to make some extra revenue, we are looking for distributors in almost every state. So please reach out to us. We can teach you how to help other people prepare. It's a very rewarding choice in life to you know, help a family get ready for an event that's outside of their control. Okay, so reach out to us again, buckoutamerica@usa.com.
Yes, thank you. And that telephone number again, 818.
Yes, sir. 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759.
Yes, so you can go to AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Now, one of the things that I appreciate, Chance, about you and about American Survival Wholesale is that you view this, I mean, obviously it is a company. It's set up for you and your family and employees to make a living. But I know from my own personal relationship with you that you view this very much like a ministry, and your focus is on helping people. And folks, if you'll go to the website, American Survival Wholesale, what you're going to see is there are some self-defense preparedness videos. Chance puts these together, puts them out there. You can watch them and learn about some very basic and simple things that you can do to help yourself, some practical solutions, really, to everyday issues. And so I appreciate that very much. And And it's not just about long-term storage food supplies, although you do offer those, but it's also about just basic needs supplies in the case of emergencies. I mean, you can find water purification, health hygiene needs, and all kinds of things out there on American Survival Wholesale. And I can tell you, Chance, from being a former military man myself, those are the types of supplies that are very important, and we need to make sure that in our preparedness that we have those things on hand. Now, close and near to my heart, as I know it is to you, is the Veterans Outreach Program. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So being former military, we understand that our boys and women come back from overseas sometimes to find that life back in the States is not as easy as it was when they joined the military. They find themselves in a situation, sometimes there's disabilities that from injuries during the war. Sometimes it's just finding work in the marketplace, and it's just not available. And these boys, these men and women, have served our country with pride. They have honorable discharges, and they're just in need of a little help. Now, sometimes, Pastor, this is where the ministry comes in. Sometimes, Pastor, it's just maybe a word. Maybe it's a message. Maybe it's a conversation about our faith. Sometimes they just need someone to listen, right? For a lot of these guys, they don't relate to other people. So you take a 20-year veteran of the military, that's what he knows. That's what he lives and he breathes. He wants to talk to another soldier, right? He doesn't relate to people. And so sometimes it's a conversation. However, sometimes it's much more. They need specific counseling for PTSD. Maybe it's a blanket, a sleeping bag, utility assistance. You know, this last winter was very harsh on a lot of folks. And, you know, we had a couple guys that, you know, the inside of their homes, Pastor, were 30 degrees. That's the inside of their home. Okay. That is not fair. It's not right. And it needs to be fixed. Okay. This should never happen to someone that has given their life to serve our country. In some cases, but given a lot of their own personal time and sometimes injuries that, you know, you just can't take back, right? So it's not fair. So that's where I hope that we come in to offer some assistance. And from the sales of items at American Survival Wholesale, that makes that possible. I can tell you we are different than most organizations. There is no board of directors. There is no staff, a paid staff. There is no paid admin when it comes to our Veterans Outreach Program. Dollar for dollar, sometimes it's actually in the negative, but dollar for dollar, everything that's donated towards the Veterans Outreach Program goes to the veterans, period, end of story, every single dollar. So if the Lord instills on your heart to donate to that program, you can find it on our website, and we would appreciate that. I don't know how much time we have, sir, but I am very excited. Oh, amazing. Okay, well, I am very excited about a new product that has been in the works since 2013. We at American Survival Wholesale always wanted to have our own food line. We had very specific parameters as to what type of foods that we wanted to produce. We had to wait until the technology actually caught up in order to produce this food. If you guys would please write this down, clean foods, that's plural, foods.net. Go to simplycleanfoods.net, read the about us, read the passion behind this product, okay? I'm going to explain it to you so simply it matches the name of the product. This long-term storable food has a 25-year shelf life. Now, we say up to 25 years because once we ship it to you and it leaves our cooler, we expect you to store it between 60 and 75 degrees, which is room temperature. If you do that, you will get the 25-year shelf life. Now, even once opened, you get 6 months of shelf life because the package is resealable. So take out what you need. Maybe it's raspberries, strawberries, bananas, peaches. Maybe it's broccoli, peas, corn. Take out what you need. Reseal the package. You don't even have to refrigerate it. Just keep it in your pantry. Just push the air back out of the bag and keep it in your pantry. It's good for another 6 months. Now, here's what makes the food just absolutely clean. There is only one ingredient. Pastor, you and your bride, listeners, you and your families, you have shopped at the local grocery stores. Turn the box over, turn the package over, and you have 14, 15 ingredients. Only two of them you can pronounce.
Yep.
Well, those normally are toxic preservatives, colors, right? Food color, right? Sugar, saccharin, artificial sweeteners, things that we don't want in our bodies. So when you go with a product that is, number one, GMO-free, all of our food is guaranteed, certified GMO-free, and we test for heavy metals, right? Free of heavy metals, right? And so we look up in the sky and we see, you know, these planes and there's these trails behind them. Well, in those trails, they've taken samples and they have found aluminum particles, particles of boron in the air, as well as many other heavy metals. Well, when that falls, that gets into your food. So unless the food is not grown in the proper environment, for example, in Chile, for example, where they don't have these issues, we have more of those issues right here in the U.S. than anywhere else in the world. So you don't want to put heavy metals into your body. There are processes like chelation that can remove them from your body, but you don't want heavy metals in your body. They cause issues like autism and things like childhood diseases and in the elderly as well, Alzheimer's and dementia and things like that. So we don't want this in our body. So starting with a clean product that is free from pesticides, free from, there's no gluten, there's no MSG. It's just simply clean food. That's why we named the company what we did. You can eat like the fruits right out of the bag. So instead of feeding the children on their way to school, cookies and chips or whatever, maybe it's Go-Gurt or one of these processed foods that the kids love. Dump up some strawberries in their hand. Give them a pouch of bananas and peaches. They're going to love them. And it's natural sugar, not processed sugar, right? Natural sugars, healthy food, good for their bodies. You kind of can't go wrong. And the last thing that we push on this is our motto is never throw away food again. So even if you buy organic produce and you go to the store and you buy, let's say, a stalk of broccoli, and you buy a bag of carrots or peas, right? We normally, what most people do is come home, they put them in the refrigerator, maybe that night, maybe the next day, they'll prepare a meal. But then life gets busy, right? Life gets busy for folks, and they eat out or they don't finish that produce, and it goes to waste, right? It goes to waste. That's unfortunate, right? So our product, you don't have to worry about that again. You can take our broccoli. We actually have a recipe online. You can take our broccoli, peas, and corn, for example, put them in warm water for about 5 to 10 minutes. Then throw them in a pan and do a stir fry that'll knock your socks off. Why? Because a GMO-free food requires nutrients from the soil. It grows slowly. Well, when it grows slowly, those nutrients are the flavor. They're adding the flavor from the organic fertilizer, right, from the soil itself. Pastor Spaulding, when you were a boy and you reach into the refrigerator and you bit into a tomato, you remember how juicy and sweet that was.
Sure. Yeah.
you go to the store today, Pastor, you bite into a tomato and you're like, this doesn't even taste like red styrofoam, right? There's no flavor to it. Well, that's because of the GMOs. It makes these plants, the genetically modified organisms, cause these plants to grow quickly to avoid any insects, right? They spray this product called Roundup on them. And so now you have pesticides and you have, let's just take spirituality for a second. You're playing God. You know, these chemists are playing God with his perfect fruits, his perfect vegetables, right? The perfect seed, right? And there's many references that in the Word of God, his perfect seed. We're playing God and we're manipulating that seed to do what we want it to do. We're doing this with DNA. We're doing this with cloning. That's a whole nother rabbit hole. But I just hope that you guys understand it's important what you put in your body. Please, folks, go to simplycleanfoods.net. As a matter of fact, if you call me, I will give you a promo code for Pastor Spaulding's program. As a matter of fact, let's just do it now. No time like the present. Pastor, give me a name of your show, something we can use as a promo code.
Yeah, how about S-E-R for Soaring Eagle Radio, hyphen C-S, and that'll be your initials. S-R-C-S, would that work?
I got it. Okay. So, guys, in about 15 minutes, I'm going to put in the promo code S-E-R-C-S, all in small letters. If you use that code, because you listen to this show, everything on that website, on simplycleanfoods.net, I'm going to give you 10% off of.
I'm not going to get into, but everything that you're saying is absolutely spot on. And of course, the backstory to all of this, you did mention the GMOs, but listen, folks. And this isn't news to my listeners, certainly, but it might be to some of your friends and family. And that is that the industrialization of our food system is killing us. It is literally killing us with the chemicals and all these heavy metals that is going into our food. Corporate farming, corporate ranching, all of this stuff. A centralized food system is bad news for any people. That's why I'm real happy with Simply Clean Foods. I'm real happy when I hear about a resurgence in the local organic food farming communities because people are starting to understand they need to raise their own food to be self-reliant. In fact, I'll just say this, Chance, you already know this, but for our listeners, Kathy and I just bought 6 acres of land, and we've built a house. And we plan on starting our own garden. We've got the beginnings of an orchard already planted. We are going to be as self-reliant food-wise as we can be. But as a backup and as preps, Simply Clean Foods and American Survival Wholesale can provide you with everything that you need to get started. So I would highly recommend that you visit the website. You can call and talk to Chance, 818-720-0759. And I know for a fact, if you send in prayer requests to the email that that Chance gave you before, you want to give that email again, Chance?
Yeah, so Saturdays we have a prayer meeting. Pastor, you've been involved in those in the past. If you will email to bugoutamerica@usa.com, B-U-G-O-U-T, america@usa.com, we ask that on your prayer request that you be very specific as to what you'd like us to take to the Lord, but you do not have to be specific with names. Just a first name and a state is helpful, but just a first name and the issue. We would be absolutely honored to take your prayers to the Lord.
Amen. Now, let's talk a little bit about Dallas. You're going to be there in March, Chance, at the Hear the Watchman conference. Okay. So you want to talk a little bit about that? Folks can come out there and where that's going to be held, they can meet you and see some of the products that you have on hand.
Absolutely. So It's Iron Sharpens Iron. It is going to be held on March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Dallas, Texas at the Hilton Executive Convention Center in Grapevine, Texas. I would love to meet you folks if you want to show up. As a matter of fact, if you reach out to me, I can get you guys some discounted tickets. I know that ticket sales are going quickly, and so you want to probably do that pretty quick. But, boy, there's going to be some absolutely amazing speakers there. A lot of these folks, Pastor, you know, like Pastor Paul Bagley, Russ Dizdar, we found out just recently, is going to be there. L.A. Marzulli is going to be there. John B. Wells is going to, I mean, some of these folks that we listen to every day, they're going to be there. It is an amazing, I've been to just about every Hear the Watchman, and it seems to me that the Lord has his hand on these conferences, because you'll go from joy to weeping in 5 minutes, brother. I mean, it is amazing how in a room of brothers and sisters, what we would call the remnant, right? We'd call those the remnant. When you have someone that is, they're speaking, but you can tell that the Holy Spirit is using them as a mouthpiece, and it's resonating. It's resonating right now as I speak, because I'm remembering one example. But you feel this pressure. I can only describe it as a pressure, a downward pressure on your body, this heaviness, and that is the Holy Spirit, and he's coming into your body. And he's resonating in your life, and he's showing you, folks, you don't have to do it alone anymore. You don't have to do this alone. Life is not just you. You don't have to make these decisions on your own. You've got the Lord to give this over to. It's your choice. It's free of charge. That's what I like to say. It's free of charge. Salvation doesn't cost you anything out of pocket. Just your heart, brothers and sisters. Just your heart. Give your heart over to the Lord today. It seems like, Pastor, this would be a great time for prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to bow before you. You are our Lord, our Master. You are Creator. You're the very lover of our souls. And so we're thankful, Lord, for the opportunity to come before you on behalf of others. Perhaps there is one or several listening to this conversation, and they've never trusted in what Christ did on Calvary's cross for the forgiveness of their sins. And so we ask, Lord, right now, that you would confirm that in their hearts and in their minds, and perhaps even for the very first time, they would cry out to you and ask for forgiveness of their sin and to receive you, Lord, by faith, and live a life that is pleasing to you from this day forward. Lord, help them to understand that being a disciple means day by day obedience unto you as you lead them by your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of representing you, of sharing Jesus Christ with other people. It is, Father, a tremendous joy and blessing to be able to do that. So I thank you for my brother Chance. I thank you for what you've done in his life, in Merrill's life, in American Survival Wholesale as a business, but more importantly as a ministry. Thank you for all of the lives that they've touched and changed for the kingdom. Father, I pray that not just in this conference, Dallas in March, but also in the one coming up in Canton in April, that you would be lifted up, exalted, glorified, that everything that is said and done in these conferences, wherever they might be, Lord, would point people to you. Make no mistake about that. It isn't about the people on the stage. It is all about you, Lord. So thank you for that. We're so very grateful, Lord, for all that you've done in our lives. We love you, and we pray these things in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Receive that prayer. Pastor, I'd like to end this with a couple of scriptures. May I do so? Psalms 27:7 in the King James Version says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. have mercy also upon me and answer me. We talk about prayer, and we just shared this prayer with the audience. Remember that scripture. It's so powerful. I cry with my voice. Means I cry upon you, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Father, and answer me. Answer my prayers. So when we go to the Lord with a pure heart, the Lord hears our prayers. The second one I want to share with you from a military point of view as well. Stand fast. This is Galatians 5:1, also King James Version. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Folks, this applies to our freedoms. This applies to everything that our forefathers stood for. This is repeated. This scripture was repeated many times, even in our Congress. It's not anymore. It's not anymore. Our liberty is so important. The right to speak freely, the right to be able to express our faith without fear of condemnation, right? The right to bear arms. Many of these things were just facts of life just 200 years ago. And we're starting to see these rights, these liberties taken away from us one by one. Like you stand up for the Lord, stand up for your rights, folks. Please stand up for your rights. Be a part of the, don't be a part of the system, be a part of the solution. Be a part of the solution. I end that on that note. Pastor, thank you so much for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure. I feel blessed to be a part of this program today.
Appreciate you joining me. I appreciate your friendship and appreciate all that you do for the Lord. And I just want to remind our listeners one final time. Those words that Chance, and I wrote them down as fast as I could, Chance, that here are the words to keep in mind. And meditate upon these words and seek the Lord for what they will mean to you in the day that you're listening. And those words are honor, courage, humility, dedication, loyalty, empathy, determination, righteousness, taking authority, leadership, and training. In those things, we do not waver. Brothers and sisters, in those things we find our identity in Christ, and all of these things, all of these characteristics, all of these traits should illustrate who we are in Christ. So I appreciate that very much, Chance, and we'll have to circle back and do this again real soon.
It would be absolutely a pleasure and an honor, Pastor. Thank you for letting me be a part of your program today.
Soaring Eagle Radio is a production of Transforming Word Ministries and is released under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. You may subscribe to the show on iTunes, follow us on Facebook where you can discuss this episode, and follow Soaring Eagle Radio on Twitter at Soaring Eagle Rad, and listen to every episode from our website, www.soaringeagleradio.com. The opening audio montage collection was created by Micah 68 Productions. Visit them on the internet at www.mika68.com for more information. Friends, remember the Apostle Paul's admonition to the believers meeting in Rome. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. I'm your host, Mike Spaulding. Thank you for joining us today for this edition of Soaring Eagle Radio.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle Radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. You may also contact Mike directly by email at the following address, pastormike@woh.rr.com. God bless you today as you seek him.